Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 2 March 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are glad you are with us, and we are in for a treat tonight. We all are. We're going to bring up Jerry Merritt. Jerry Merritt is the one who took over Texas, Tex Meyer's position in the power of prophecy, and believe me, folks, that wouldn't be easy to do, but I think Tex picked a good man to try to do what he knew was right, to expose what's going on, and I'm honored to have Jerry with us tonight. Before I do that, though, I'll make mention again that we are going to have Bible study again. That it will be the first Saturday, of course. We try to have them on the first and third Saturdays, and this will be the sixth. We're going to try to have it at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning, Eastern Time. Love for you to join us. The viewership's dropped way off the last little while, and I know it's because we missed some Saturday because of weather, whatever. But now the weather's getting better, we're going to try to have it every first and third Saturday, 10:30 in the morning, starting out with a little bit of prayer request, maybe some music, and then we're going to go to current events and then into teaching. And you can join us live. You can watch us on live stream. If you go to PastorButch.com, click on live stream, and there we will be. And you'll see a number on the screen where you can call and talk to us and ask questions and make comments. You listen, you're part of the family when you listen to the teaching. So don't think that you're interrupting because you're not. You're part of the family, and we want you to be with us, okay? That's why we have the phone number, so you can be with us. And there are four different phone numbers you can call and listen on. I won't take time to give them on the air, folks. Too much time involved to give you four phone numbers. But if you call the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, you can ask Lisa and she'll give you all four phone numbers. I listen to the Bible studies live, and these also work for the radio broadcast. So we're doing our best to get to you with all we can. We want so much to be part of a family, and I do sincerely mean that. As I said, viewership's been way down the last couple of times. It's discouraging. But folks, if one person watches, it's worth it to me to try to get the truth out. And that's all there is to it. And the only special offering right now is the 2-for-1 special still there on the REM sleep and the tranquil. I don't know how long it's going to last. I'll go until our supplier says stop. But 2-for-1, folks, for a product that works. I got a letter from a listener in Vermont who said the products have been done wonders for him, tranquil and REM sleep. So if you want to try both bottles for $38.95, that includes shipping, you call the same number to give you, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And you tell Lisa you want to order a bottle of those. Use credit card, debit card, or get her address and give us a check. Whatever you want to do, that's fine. We'll send them right out to you. You know, we're told in the scriptures in Psalms 107, he tells us, he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That means those are truly born again, that belong to Jesus Christ, but and that they've been blood bought, spirit filled, redeemed, converted, whatever you want to call it. If you truly have been, you're going to have a hard time keep your mouth shut. Because we were told to let the redeemed Lord say we're redeemed and stand on that. We're also told in Ephesians chapter 5 that we're to have no fellowship with evil. Don't attend the 501c3 whore churches who will not preach the whole Bible, but rather to reprove them, to rebuke them, to stand against them. And I have to say, folks, the churches have failed miserably in this country for longer than I've been alive, but especially the last 20, 30 years in doing what these two commandments. And especially with a fellowship with the evil, when you know that the church is not supporting, trying to save the unborn babies, and not trying to fight sodomy and lesbianism and all the other things going on, when they are not talking about those issues, they're not covering current events, they are not doing the will of God. And Jerry Merritt, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
I haven't scared you away, huh?
No, sir, you're preaching to the choir right there.
I understand that, I do. Jerry, it's good to have you. This is the first time you've been with me, is it not?
It is. I'm excited to be on here with you.
Well, you know, I come on your program, a month or a month and a half ago, and we had such a good time. I thought, why don't I have him on my broadcast? Let people get to know who Jerry Merritt is and how they can get contact with Power of Prophecy and receive your magazine and see what you have to offer. And I want to thank you, by the way, for offering my books through your ministry and ordering some of my Volume 1 and Volume 2. And I'm working right now on Volume 3. I hope to have it done within the next 2 or 3 months. I'll let you know what I do. But that's such an honor. Thank you for doing that.
It's my pleasure, Pastor Butch. When you came on after book one and visited with Tex, I was the engineer. I ran the soundboard, and I got to listen to it. And the one thing that I took from your interview with Tex was how you conduct your interviews. And I have mirrored that in our ministry. I like to have a conversation like we're sitting on the back porch, drinking a glass of iced tea and watching the sunset.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And my joy is chatting with intelligent people. That's why I had you on. It covers my warts. But you know, I just like having an intelligent conversation because it seems that we can't have those these days. If you say anything that hurts somebody's feelings, they want to cancel you.
Oh, yes. Well, you're either a hater or a racist, or maybe both. And, you know, I just read an article today in the Week magazine that mathematics is racist. Did you know that?
Unfortunately, yeah. And Bill Gates is pushing that garbage.
Yeah, oh, yes, he is. And I never was a fan of Dr. Seuss. I never cared much for it, but now it's trying to be racist. I mean, we're being pushed into a corner. Now Biden is going to try to get reparations to pay the blacks because of slavery. It happened 150 years ago. And I told people may not know this, but the word slave come from Slavic. The white people were enslaved in Europe long before the blacks were ever heard of, and that's where the word slave comes from. But most people don't know that. I mean, the pastors don't take time to study that. They don't seem to care. They don't have any comments on Black Lives Matter or the rioting in the streets and tearing down our history. They have no comments on it. I guess they're afraid to lose their crowd and a cushy job. You know, I got to tell you this, Jerry, and I'm going to let you talk a lot. I'm sorry. I don't mean to take over here, but I went to a funeral the other day of a lady died in our community. And the church that I was saved in used to run 150, 200 people every week in church. They had 11 people there. I looked at their board, had 11 people. They were running about 200. The donation was $9. I thought they're not going to be able to pay the power bill along with this. Now, some things happen to the churches. We're no longer drawing people in. Because the Holy Spirit is no longer in the church to draw the people. Any comments on that?
Amen. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, we were chatting before. Tex brought this up one day. We were just sitting in his office after he had recorded a show, and we were chatting, and he said, the problem with today's church is the draft dodgers went to seminary to avoid having to go to Vietnam in the 60s. And then they turned it into a profession instead of a calling. Now that they're up in age, a little older than me, but they have returned to these seminaries And they're the ones that are teaching up-and-coming pastors about how to make money, not about the Word.
That's true.
You know, how many will talk about Revelation in their pulpit?
Very few.
Not very many. Not very many. And with this vaccine and all of this stuff for COVID, I don't think they grasp yet that if they have to have a vaccine passport or a COVID pass, as I've called it, it's going to be in the hand. And it's going to be Revelation 13. And all of a sudden, they're going to realize that they have had their name erased from the book of life.
And you know, brother, all these steps that we already went through, all these ideas, like the social security number before you open a bank account, they don't want your name, they want a social security number. They want your driver's license, digital picture. They want all these things. That's all leading up to this final step, is it not?
Oh, yeah. You know, when FDR came up with this social security program, he didn't think American citizens were smart enough to save their own money.
That's true.
And then he came up with this social security number. And he told the people, look, we won't use it for identification.
My card says that. My card says that, not for ID purposes. I kept my card, my original card. And I've had that since I was 16. I laminated. It says not for ID.
But you can't vote. You can't register your vehicle. You can't get insurance. You can't get a driver's license. You can't get a passport unless you have that number.
That's very true.
And, you know, I'm just an old redneck from Texas, and that's probably why we get along so well, because you're just old hillbilly from West Virginia.
There you go.
And we speak the same language. But it's so basic, Pastor Butch, that they're using this as a stepping stone to ID 2021.
Yes.
And they want to be able to track every individual. I mean, why do you think they're pushing these Ring doorbells?
Sure.
Because they're tied in with police departments and facial recognition. That's going into the NCIC, the National Crime Database, that the FBI and the Department of Justice manage.
And by the way, it goes to Interpol also. It goes actually worldwide.
Amen.
And they know who you are everywhere you go.
Yes. They're building a dossier on every one of us. And people, you know, the apathy that is, well, it's in the church, but it's in society. You know, John Q. Public, if nobody gets in the way of my two-car garage, having two cars, a house, two weeks of vacation, I could take the kids to Disney, I'm fine with whatever they want to do. They
absolutely,
don't control
as long as I have
my
big screen TV, a six pack, and a football game, I'm totally happy.
But are they happy? We have more drugs prescribed now for depression and anxiety. You know, back in the day, we got up sunrise and you fed the critters. You worked the field if that was your job. And then when the sun set, it was bedtime. You were tired because you worked.
Yes, yes.
There was no time for all this other garbage that we feel we have to cram into our day.
Well, you know, you and I are not too far apart in age. And I know that growing up, we, as you said, we had chickens and we had hogs and we had a garden. We had all these things we had to take care of, and we didn't play a lot of sports. We didn't. And back then, you didn't. I lived 35-40 minutes from the high school, and they didn't get buses to haul you back and forth. If you got there, you either hitchhiked or your dad or mom took you. And we never had time to play a lot of sports. Summertime, we played some little league once in a while, but we were busy around the place. And we spent our time, free time, Jerry, fishing with dad, hunting with dad. we didn't go to ball games and drag our parents along all the time just to they kept hopping to keep up with us. We spent time as a family, and our neighborhood got together and played ball with just our neighbors. That's what we did. We were a close-knit community, and believe it or not, back then, this sounds silly today, but if someone was shacking up in a little town called Monterville, West Virginia, the people run them out of town. Now, this is a true story. They would run them out of town. They wouldn't tolerate it. Today, if you did that, half the town be gone.
Yeah.
You know, just the way it is. Things change that much.
The morals have fallen by the wayside as we've put more and more lukewarm pastors in the pulpit.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I was talking with Pastor Chuck Baldwin last week or 2 weeks ago, and I had asked him to come on my show to talk about the gun control bills that were being introduced in Congress. And as we got to chatting, he said the most profound statement that I could think of, and it stuck. And we don't have a gun problem. We have a problem in the pulpit.
Amen. We do. We do. You know, I took this, you probably did too, as a young man, young boy, I took a shotgun to school with me to grade school, carried it down the road about a quarter mile longer to school, walked to school, put it in the principal's office along with a sack full of dirty clothes, old clothes to wear when I got off school, and I humped my way home. We put the shotgun in the principal's office, sat there all day long. In high school, we left it on the bus to go deer hunting after a way home from school, stay with a friend and go deer hunting. This is what it was. What happened to that country? Boys carried pocket knives. You didn't carry a pocket knife, you were a sissy. Boys carried pocket knives. And that's what we did. That was America, folks. We were somewhat a free people. Jerry, we blew it. People are scared to death now. If you say they wear a gun, they almost wet their pants.
I know, right? You know, I rode the Yellow Dog, is what I call it. I rode the bus I was 16. And my dad gave me his 1970 F-100 Ford pickup. Ooh, I was high cotton.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
But if you looked in the school parking lot at the high school, there were probably a dozen trucks that had gun racks in the back window.
Yes.
And you'd see a 12-gauge. You'd see a 243 deer rifle. You'd see a .22 to shoot rabbits and squirrels. And they were loaded in the back window of those trucks. And you know what? This is going to shock some people. There was no school shootings back then.
Those guns did not jump out of the truck and shoot anybody, did they?
Didn't do a thing. And, you know, we did have fights. We would have knockdown, drag-out fights, just like
sure.
Your brothers would. But nobody ever... In all my years of going to school here in Texas, nobody in my school pulled their pocket knife out to try to cut somebody.
No.
Nobody ran to their truck to get their gun.
No.
You know, it was fisticuffs back then. Men were men. But we have turned into an emasculated society.
We have. The men have been castrated spiritually, mentally. They really have. They truly have.
Yeah, browbeat.
They have been. And you know, and you and I know that back then we could even play tag and football. Today they're not even allowed to play tag on school grounds because somebody might be hurt or it may hurt somebody's feelings because they can't run faster than somebody else.
You know, we played, Pastor Butch, smear the queer.
What was it?
Smear the queer.
I never heard that.
We would chase each other, and then we'd pile on top of one.
Really?
And it was fun. It wasn't derogatory.
No.
It was just the name of the game. But if you were to say, hey, let's play Smear the Queer, oh, my goodness.
Oh,
everybody
goodness.
And their grandma is going to unleash holy terror upon this child because he said the word Smear the Queer.
Well, it's like saying the N-word now. I mean, you know, it's forbidden. But we live in a society today where people are so easily offended. They're a bunch of snowflakes. I'm not talking about even all the young people. I'm talking about people our age have turned into that. You know, I don't preach the Bible to offend anybody, but if it does, I'm not worried about it. They're offended in Christ. They're not offended to me. I'm telling the truth out of God's Word. If they're offended at it, that's just too bad. It's just the way it is. I mean, a sodomite, a homosexual is worthy of death. That's Bible from the Old New Testament. So is a lesbian. So is a rapist and a murderer. But nobody wants to preach it nowadays. Oh, you can't do it. You got to preach love, love, love. Don't they know that the love of God is what gave us His commandments? So we live in a peaceful society, in a safe society. That's what the love of God does. It produces peace and prosperity, does it not?
Amen.
I don't get it. Go ahead.
Pastor Butch, I don't either. I cannot for the life of me figure out how we have descended morally, spiritually, into... Well, the cesspool that we've become.
It took time. It didn't happen overnight. You and I both know that. I mean, I remember back in the 60s, and I wasn't involved in this. I lived in a little town called Monterville, West Virginia. The wildest thing that happened there is some boy snuck a cigarette outside. That's the wildest thing that ever happened. I never heard of weed until I went in the military. And I remember one time a guy asked me if I smoked, and I said, no, I don't smoke. He said, I don't mean cigarettes. I didn't always talk about it. That's how dumb I was, okay? I didn't know what that meant. So I learned a lot when I got involved, got out of the country and into these city boys. They taught me a lot of things that I really didn't need to know. But things have changed to the point now. They started out with back then the 60s started out with the free loving and the hippie movement, and they started out with the unisex clothing. Then boys started growing their hair longer. Next thing you know, we got boys trying to be girls and girls trying to be boys and taking drugs so they can do it. And now they're trying to teach it to our 5-year-old children in kindergarten. I tell you what, Brother Jerry, this makes me angry, and I wonder where in the name of God the churches are.
Amen. They're not. They are missing in action.
Go ahead.
They don't have the intestinal fortitude to put up a fight.
No, they don't.
You know, we have the First Amendment that guarantees us free speech. But what they have created with the mind control indoctrination that they've gone through our education system, free speech now doesn't mean you can say anything you want to. Free speech means you can say what you want to as long as it doesn't offend somebody.
Well, of course. And if it does, and you're on social media, they'll cut you off. How dare you? And social media has become our politically correct police force. But, you know, I said this 100 times. It's not the White House or the State House or the courthouse's problem. It's church house's problem. And more specifically, it's a pulpit's problem.
We are sorely lacking iron men in the pulpit.
Yes, we are. We truly are. I'm just putting together a teaching now this coming weekend that probably going to offend people. I don't mean for it to, but we're going to look into false doctrine. And one of the first false doctrines I want to discover and talk about on the list is a Judeo-Christian faith they say we have. I don't want to cause any offense here, but there weren't any Jews that sailed this country. They were sailed by Christians. I'm not knocking anybody that said they're Jewish faith. I'm not knocking that at all. But we were not settled a Judeo-Christian nation. We were settled a solid Christian nation, and I have the documents to prove it, brother. I can show you the first compacts written in Connecticut and in Rhode Island that made it very clear that you had to be a Christian to hold office, and they did not meet to make laws. They meant to make sure the Bible was being enforced. Matter of fact, McGuffey, the little reader they read in school for years, McGuffey said he couldn't tell the ecclesiastical from the civil. It was so intertwined. And so, no, and exposing the fact that we were not a Jewish nation, we were a Christian nation, makes people angry. But I can't change that, brother. I didn't write the book. I didn't write history. I'm just telling what the Bible says and what history says. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Amen. You know, Judeo-Christianity is an oxymoronic statement.
It is oxymoron. Yes, it is.
Because Judaism does not teach the New Testament. If you were to go to downtown Jerusalem and you were to whip out a New Testament, you could be stoned. They will rip it out of your hand and throw it in the trash and burn it and spit on it and do everything else. Because Christ, okay, in the Babylonian Talmud, their holy book for Judaism, they say that Christ is a bastard child of a whore.
Yes. Yes.
And he's burning in hell in a vat of excrement. Okay, that's our Lord and Savior they're talking about. But these namby-pamby wimps that are sitting in the pulpit now have bought into the lie that Scofield and Untermyer put together and called it Judeo-Christianity. And if anybody had the gumption to go find a copy of the Talmud and read it and see what they say about Gentiles in particular, our Lord and Savior in particular, they would fall out and they would disassociate themselves from anything Judeo and become a solid Christian.
Like, well, I'm going to expose this weekend, I'll be discussing Cyrus Scofield also, what a scoundrel he was, and how he was paid to do what he did to deceive the church, and he done a good job of it. But I'm going to discuss this coming weekend in Bible study, because I want to expose false doctrine and false teachings. And I'm to the point now, I'm too old now, brother, to worry about if somebody likes me or dislikes me. They crucified my Savior, and he told me in his word, if he hated me, they're going to hate you, so why should I expect the bed of roses?
Amen. You know, my answer to these people is Galatians 3:26-29. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free, male nor female. For we are all one in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That's it.
Amen.
In a nutshell, right there.
Amen. People don't understand that. We're not excluding anybody. I don't care who you are, where you come from. The door is open for all people that will come through Christ. Christ said, you come to the Father through me. Those who accept Christ as their Savior and are born again, blood bought, paid for with the blood of Christ, transformed into the kingdom of light, and made a citizen of heaven. Philippians chapter 4, verse 20, I think this says, your conversation, which means citizenship, your conversation is in heaven. When they become citizens of heaven, they become ambassadors of Christ. It's open to anyone who wants it. It's not exclusive. It's not saying no one can come in but me and you. That's not true. But folks, if you're not with Christ, you're against Christ, which means you're against the church and everything we stand for. Not just the way it is. Back at the break, if you want to call and talk to us, you can. 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game.
You know, we may have scared the people so bad they won't call in tonight. I don't know, because this is kind of radical stuff for a lot of them, and I know that. But folks, if you want to talk to us, it's 844-769-2944. We were talking during the break about, you know, real men and how they would defend their families. Matter of fact, men will defend women, period, if they can, no matter what the situation is. They'll defend children. That's what men do. I watched a video just a couple days ago, Jerry, of a young lady sitting at a football field all by herself, 20 feet from anybody else in the pews. The field security come up and got on her for not wearing a mask. They actually started after her, and they finally tased her and handcuffed her and took her off the field because she was not wearing a mask. And not one individual stood up to defend that woman. Not one. There was a guy, probably bigger than me, sitting there behind you. You can see him in the video. He stands up and sits back down. He does nothing. He doesn't say, what are y'all doing to her? She's sitting 20 feet away from us. We're outside. So why are you putting her in handcuffs? And one of the guards who come up to help him was not wearing a mask either. And not one individual, one woman did kind of speak up and say, well, why are you arresting her? But anyway, but the men did nothing. Now that's this kind of place we should live in today. I wonder sometimes if they would been trying to rape her, what somebody would have done. And in a sense, it's almost the same thing. It's violating that woman, is it not?
It sure is. You know, the propagandizing of the American people pretty much reached a pinnacle. Now, I'm sure that there are higher levels that they can go to because they're crafty at this. But making everybody believe that this face diaper was going to keep you from getting the COVID. And
yes.
Then we're told, well, okay, if you're outside, you should be okay. Vitamin D is good for it. Well, the flu season runs from the fall to the spring. Doesn't run during the summer because the heat kills that virus.
Yes.
It only occurs in the fall and spring because people are closed inside and it's easily spread that way. That's the way the flu and the cold get spread. But I saw that video too, Pastor. And you know, that poor woman, she's watching her child play football.
Yeah.
And
there was nobody near her, were they?
Mm-hmm.
No one near her.
And for somebody, a masked Nazi is what I call him, had to have gone and complained that this woman was not wearing a face diaper.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, and the local officials, boy, I tell you what, when they realized that they had a little bit of power, they seized it by the throat, and they didn't want to give it up. I know it happened here in Texas. You know, I got a judge in the county I live in. Today, Governor Abbott lifted all the restrictions. No mask, nothing are going to be required. Well, the judge that issued the mask order and the social distancing and all that stuff for the county I live in said we can't have that. The mayor of Austin said that this is not going to work. And all of these naysayers. But if you think about it, Pastor Butch, we're 2nd of March. Flu season's almost over. The CDC has counted no flu cases this year.
No, you know, COVID cured the flu.
It did, didn't it? Because the people have to be scared. So flu doesn't scare people because it happens every winter. But this COVID, well, if we don't count flu and we count that as COVID because it's still a coronavirus, same thing.
Yeah.
Well, then we can jack up the numbers and we'll blame this. You know, I did some research and I found out John Rappaport, I'm on his mailing list,
yes.
And I got an email from him, and he said that like 18 people in 2018 died from the flu. But there were 40,000 people that died from pneumonia. Well, the CDC lumps pneumonia and the flu in the same category. Why? Because it scares people into getting this flu shot.
Of course.
So what have they done with COVID?
Same thing.
They've monetized it at the hospital. So if you diagnose somebody with COVID, you get $13,000. If you put them on a respirator, you get $39,000.
Yes.
All of a sudden, the hospitals don't have to do day surgery because we're making bank by claiming all these COVID victims.
That's very true. That's very true.
The World Health Organization and CDC get in cahoots and they say, okay, we're going to run this PCR test. Mm-hmm. And the guy that invented it said that you can't do more cycles than 17 or you're going to get false. You're going to get false results. So what did they do? They spun it up 45 times so that they had a number of positive cases. You know, the deaths started declining in April last year. Because the flu season was over, Pastor Butch, but we can't let people know this. So we're going to keep testing. We're going to spin these bad boys up, and they're going to show positive tests. And all of a sudden, instead of hearing the number of deaths, we heard case. Because the case number was going through the roof. Then I realized, and it was pointed out to me, and I don't know if it was John's article or another one because I read so much, the day after Biden was inaugurated as our 46th president, the CDC mandated that cycles be less than 17 on these PCR tests. All of a sudden, you know what happened? The cases went down because we had Biden in office. Not that orange man bad, but Biden, our savior. Joe Biden is our savior. Papa Joe, the pervert. The child molester is our savior, and we got to doctor the numbers now. You know, I worked in a machine shop building race motors for 10 years, Pastor Butch, and my old boss said, you know what, I can pencil whip anything, and I can convince you that what I'm telling you is the truth. And he proceeded to write a whole bunch of figures out there, and he's showing me this. And by the time he finished, I was convinced that he was telling the truth.
Because
he penciled it.
It's amazing. And they admit they have never even isolated the virus that he called COVID. They even never isolated it. Yet they're making vaccines against them, but they don't know why it is. They haven't isolated it yet. And a peer study put together a writing. They have come out and plainly said that the deaths of the COVID was at least 1,600% exaggerated. Dr. Judy Mikovits said that they're going to kill 50 million Americans with the COVID vaccine. And Gates said that's what he wants to do. He wants to reduce the population, obviously. But they will kill 50 million. Now, this doesn't come from me. This comes from Dr. Judy Mikovits, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny agrees with her. She said they either kill that many or at least cripple that, or kill a bunch and cripple that many more with it. So we have two doctors I respect, Dr. Mikovits and Dr. Tenpenny, who said they're going to kill millions of people with this vaccine. And most people, I just watching the news, Dolly Parton was tickled to death she got a shot. Dolly Parton. I mean, this is what they do. Folks, listen, when the crowd runs in one direction, you go the other way, because I guarantee you they're going the wrong way. Guarantee you. That's a fact. Let's take a phone call before we're out of town. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Tom. Tom, come on in.
Hey, gentlemen. Pastor Hank Aaron was tickled to get his shot, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Oh, my.
He was tickled to death.
My.
You know what I'm talking about? Tom, I'm glad
you
did.
Yeah, I know Hank Aaron is. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I know Hank Aaron is.
I was going to tell y'all, were talking about the math earlier. Math is an absolute truth, and it's demonstrable. You can take two dots on the chalkboard and put them beside two other dots and put a plus in front of it, and you can see that the 2 plus the 2 equals 4. And that's why it's got to be attacked, because everything that has foundation in it has to be destroyed so that they can make a wreck of everything. You see why they're attacking it?
Well,
you know.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jerry.
I was going to say, they had to come up with this common core math so that nobody understands anything.
Sure.
And 2 plus 2 doesn't always equal 4, Tom. That's subjective, according to these jack wagons that are saying that this is, well, making somebody show their work in a math problem is inherently racist.
Well, of course, and who are you to correct me, right? I believe it's 5. What businesses are yours? That's where we're going. But, you know,
that goes away with the truth.
It does. It does. And that's a whole ball of wax. Nothing is true anymore. But years ago, this month makes me 29 years in radio. This month, I started in 1993. And sometime not too long after that, I was done an interview with a couple of professors. One young guy was a pretty decent guy. The older guy was kind of snobbish. He just was really kind of had his nose in the air a lot. I don't want to bring the topic up, but he said to me, he said, Pastor, there are no absolutes. I looked at him for about 5 seconds. I said, are you absolutely sure of that? and he lost it. I mean, his face turned red, and he pretty much left right after that.
One more thing, if I can.
Be
quick.
Go ahead, sure.
Y'all were talking about the clergy and the Vietnam draft dodgers getting into it. And this is the way the New World Order works. It uses all pieces. They knew that those pastors that were going to infect the shepherds in the flock, they could use them later because they knew they were insincere. But even though a guy named Cassius Clay became Muhammad Ali because he was so badly misled, when he made the conscientious objection to it, they came down on him because he was sincere and he had a voice. Think about that. So they crushed him, but they let all the black sheep go into the flock.
Well, we live in a world that's been has been intentionally deceived. And Hosea 4:6 said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It is not that because the knowledge not there, but people been brainwashed and deceived for so long, they don't know the truth if they see it. And they certainly don't go back to the scriptures. And I'm talking about the King James Bible, 1611 Bible, to find the scriptures and look for the truth, because that truth in there will make them uncomfortable around their family and friends.
Yeah, I mean, you've forgotten my word, I'll forget your children.
Exactly, that's right.
Yes,
and people, that most everybody in this nation more has a queer in their family. And if they stand up on the word of God, then they can't really go in their fellowship that with people, because they're fellowship with evil. And that makes them an outcast, and they don't want to be outcast by their family, so they'll sell their soul for popularity with the family.
Well, don't let me take up any more of the show, and I'm appreciating what y'all are saying. Thank God for y'all, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for
God
the call,
bless you, Tom.
Thanks so much. Any comments on that, Jerry, before we go on another call?
You know, it was sad about Hank Aaron. He took his shot, and he died a few days later. But nothing was brought up in mainstream media that he was a victim of this
vaccine.
Everybody's jumping to. You know what they call all these people that have jumped through hoops to get a vaccine right now?
guinea pigs.
I absolutely
think about that.
Well, now, you know who Judy Mikovits is, right?
Oh, I love her. We offer her book, Plague of Corruption. It is an
okay, well, she
book.
Said 50 men are going to die from the vaccination. Judy's not the kind of person to make a statement she says she can't back up. You know that. She'll tell like it
die,
is. 50 men
are
going to die.
How many are going to be sterilized?
Oh,
how
yeah,
many are
absolutely.
Are going to be sterilized, Pastor Butch?
They just finished a study. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep interrupting you. We're having so much fun here. I'm talking too much. Go ahead.
The 50 million people that are going to be affected, some will die, if not all of them. But how many babies will not be born?
Of course.
Because they sterilize these people. And Bill Gates has been known to do this.
Oh,
India,
absolutely.
The Supreme Court of India wants to arrest him. The parliamentarian in Italy said that Bill Gates needs to be brought before the International Criminal Court because of crimes against humanity. But these people, Bill Gates all of a sudden became a virologist. I had no idea he had done med school.
I tell you what, he got smart all of a sudden. You know, I just read the other day that they did a study from 2004 to 2011. That's been 10 years ago. And on the study they did, the male sperm count in men had dropped 50% from 2004 to 2011. That's been 10 years ago now. How much more has it dropped up to today? The sperm count has already dropped by 50% at least in men. Yes, folks, that is called birth control. Involuntary birth
Amen.
Control. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Pastor, how are you?
I'm fine. Doing fine.
Yeah, I just sent you an article Steve Quayle had on his website from, I forgot the name of what the group that did it, but it says Moderna says they are hacking software of life and rewriting the genetic code.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
They admit to all of this, and people just go, oh, no. No, no, that's not really happening.
Well, they say it's happening. They're up on the stage saying we're going to do this.
Yeah.
They show them how they do it even. People still don't believe it. Or if they do believe it, well, it's for our own good.
Mm-hmm. We've been programmed to believe doctors are infallible.
Except the ones that tell the truth. Then we don't want to believe them.
Oh, no. We got to arrest them.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
put them out of business.
Yeah, I have a quick question. Did you get the email I sent you from Sandeo and the Celeste?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. I didn't get a chance to look at it, but I got it on my email, yes.
Okay, well, you might want to look at it. She says that...
Oh, I take it back. I did see that. I'm sorry. I did.
Yeah,
go
where
ahead.
She says the door is, boom, shut. She
yeah.
didn't say it was shut. She said that it's done.
Yeah. And I believe she's right. I believe she's right.
Oh,
I think America's pretty much fried. And I mean, you don't murder 100 million babies and God just sit back and say, well, I'm going to look over that. In 2 Kings 24:4, he told us he would not pardon the shedding of innocent blood. He would not pardon that. He said that in his word. I can't change his word.
That, and he had all the rest of them up.
Yes.
And people don't think anything of them anymore because they've been told, don't worry, just ask for forgiveness. And you can be forgiven. Well, now God is saying, forget forgiveness.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the nation would become reprobate. If this nation was not reprobate, we see repentance on a massive scale. We don't see that. It's reprobate.
The nation is done. It's
it
down
is.
To the individual now.
It
he
is.
He might still listen to the individual.
Well, he will listen to individuals. Yes, he will. Yes,
until
he will.
Until that last day.
Yeah. Amen. All right, a good call, Jan. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I've got your donation ready to mail.
Oh, thank you.
I have to go to the post office.
Well, get it out there, woman. Okay, thank you so much.
I'll get it out there.
Okay. I tell you what, I have some of the best people out there listening to this program. I really do. And I don't know how they listen to me. I really don't, but I'm amazed I get comments from Australia and France and oh my, different places around the world, Greece. And I'm thinking that somebody's sitting somewhere in downtown Greece somewhere, in some little town in Greece, listen to a hillbilly talk on the radio. I barely speak English. yet they seem to understand me enough to at least write and thank me for being on the air. A lady from down in Australia said she wouldn't know if I'd be your pastor. Now, how touching is that?
Man, that just gave me chills.
I understand that. I'm not worthy of it, but Christ is. And if I'm doing something to glorify Him, then praise God for that. And that's all I can say. And, you know, it's just, I mean, our money right now is getting tight. I'm going to try to hang in as long as I can. I'd like to make at least an even 30 years before I decide maybe to move on. If my father lets me, I've tried to quit a couple times, and he said, no, you're not leaving yet. So here I is, still in the air. So, you know, we're trying to do the best we can. Any comments on the last caller before we go to the next caller, Jerry?
Well, I am tickled to hear that she's got a donation for you, because I don't think people realize how important their financial and prayerful support is.
Oh, I agree.
To your ministry, my ministry, we wouldn't have made it through this draconian lockdown orders if it hadn't been for our faithful listeners.
Amen to that. When I was off sick, pretty ill there for a week or two, people were praying for me. I knew it. And here I am back. I hope I'm just as strong, as forceful as ever. And maybe I can say this to the glory of God, Jerry, I'm even more committed to doing what I'm doing, because life is about over for everybody. We're going to die one day. And at our age, we're not promised tomorrow, but nobody is. But I'm going to be more forceful and straightforward than ever have been. My time is about over, and whatever happens, happens. And I'm not afraid of, never was afraid to tell like it is. But He's given me a boldness now, even more than I had before. And that excites me. I'm an old redneck. I don't mind getting in a fight once in a while, if you know what I mean.
If I got to, I got to.
Exactly right.
You're
Let's
right.
go to Jeff. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, come on in.
Oh, hi. It's nice to hear you guys on there. It's a
Thank
very
you.
Relevant topic, and I'm going to be looking forward to your teaching on Saturday, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would recommend the book, and I'm sure that you might know of it. It's called Jesus in the Talmud by Professor Peter Schaeffer. And he goes, if you haven't heard of it, it's a book where he goes through all of this thing of what Jews say about Christ in there and in the Talmud. And it's quite an interesting book. Around here, I was only able to find one quote unquote King James only church, and it was totally Zionist. And the last straw for me was when I talked to the pastor, who strangely his wife didn't even come to his church, as far as I know. Anyway, about Schofield, and I said what he was. He said, "Well, he was a mixed bag." At that point, I knew I was in the wrong place.
You can't be a mixed bag and serve Christ. Christ is either for me or against me. You can't be a mixed bag. You cannot get sweet water out of a bitter spring.
He wasn't a mixed bag. He was totally rotten by any standards. Not only was he not a man of God, not qualified. I know a lot of other people. I know people who are atheists who morally stand head and shoulders above that dirtbag.
Was he a Baptist? I'm not picking on Baptists, but Baptists usually believe one saved, always saved, live like hell, and go to heaven philosophy.
I'm not sure if he was a Baptist, but he sort of followed in the league of Darby, and he came into a lot of money. But a lot of this was covered in the movie which Tex Mars was in, Marching to Zion. That's a very good movie, which really exposes what Judaism really is, and I thought it was fantastic, and I really loved Tex Mars in that. And I thought he did a great job in that.
I miss Tex. And, I miss Tex. I do. I miss Tex.
Yeah, I know. It was really sudden too. You know, he seemed to be okay. So maybe he had heart problems, but he seemed to be okay. And all of a sudden, you know, he had to relinquish doing his program, and didn't. You know, soon after that, he wasn't around. It's a shame because there's not very many around, and
fewer
all the time.
Very
and all
key.
The churches closed. They can stay closed. That's fine. They've done us a service. By closing their churches, they've said, we're useless. So let them stay closed. It's a blessing to have
I understand, Jeff, that they're going to church on the computer now. Now, they're having church. I've been told by people, I can't talk now. I'm in church. Sitting in front of a computer.
Yeah. I guess they never heard of Romans 10:25.
No, I guess not. No.
It was 10:25, wasn't it?
It's Hebrews 10:25. Hebrews 10:25.
Sorry, Hebrews 10. I keep mixing it. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembly. Well, that's okay. Yeah, we can do it in some of them. Now, they have here, as you know, they jailed a pastor for opening church, but he's defiant. He says, I don't care what happens, I'm going to do it, even if they throw me in prison.
As a matter of fact, the 30th, they have a lawyer on this representing Pastor Coates. Have a lawyer coming up on the 30th to talk about that.
Oh, okay, that's really good, yeah. See, here there's resistance up here to all of this stuff, too. People think that there is, and they think, the U.S., land of the home. Yeah, well, guess what? There's a lot of wimps in the United States, too. But there are people up here who are standing against it. I stand against it. There's a lot of other people. So it isn't quite as cut and dried. There's a lot of Americans who are completely... A lot of Canadians too, but there's also a lot of Americans who completely roll over to all the tyranny as well.
Well, they have rolled over. Exactly. Jeff, I got to jump another call here. We're running out of time. But thanks
for
the call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
God bless you. Any quick comments on that, Jerry?
Yeah, I mistext myself. I wish he was here right now to give me some feedback and some guidance because he was my mentor for over 20 years.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
I
go back into the we go back into the 90s. He's one of the first one of my first guests on the radio state program when I come on the air back in 95, 94. Let's go to Bruce in Iowa. Bruce, come on in. You got about a minute and a half. Come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hey.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Brother Jerry. Brother Jerry, I enjoy listening to you on Sunday night on 48:40. You really do a good job. I got an article here.
I appreciate that.
On InfoWars, Freedom Bracelet tracking device launched in Israel as an alternative to quarantine.
Oh, yes.
Israel's rolled out what is called a Freedom Bracelet tracking device that will serve as an alternative to a 2-week quarantine. And Israel's like the most vaccinated country in the world right now.
As a matter of fact, in Israel,
a Freedom Bracelet. It's like the market piece.
Doesn't that sound like a Patriot Act? Boy, that's a good thing to have. But Israel also said those that want to take the vaccine, you need to be put on a list so everybody knows who they are. That's
worldwide, huh?
It is going to go worldwide. It is. Any comments on that, Jerry?
Oh, they're trying to restrict travel. It's Revelation 13. You're not going to be able to buy, sell, travel, save you that have the mark of the beast.
That's right.
But you know what? My path is that little narrow one. I'm not taking this vaccine. I'm not getting one of those COVID passports or tracking bracelet or any of that. And I'm happy where I'm at. And, you know, what's the worst that they can do? You know, when Paul was in jail, he was content in all his ways. That's the way I am right now. I am content in all my ways.
The worst thing to do is kill me, and I win. So let's get done with. Bruce, I got to jump down the last 30 seconds, but thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Texas is not having a lockdown. What do you think of the governor there?
I think he sold out and went into this lockdown thinking, I think he believed he was going to be a public national politician. And I think he cost himself re-election.
Okay. Thanks, Carl, Bruce. And thank you, Jerry. I'll be in touch, okay?
I look forward to it, Pastor Bush.
Take care, my friend. Folks, see you tomorrow night where we're going to talk to Dr. Marilyn Singleton about COVID has intentionally divided the country. And boy, has it done that, right down to the family. See you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.